On this Veterans Day, veterans of World War II are disappearing at a rapid rate. Many veterans of that era never talked about their wartime experiences and came back from the war to live otherwise ordinary lives. Richard Bennett is a freelance writer who grew up in Mountain Home after the war. What he didn't know then was how many of the men who lived in his small town had gone off to World War II. It wasn't until much later, as he began to research their history, that he learned about the contributions they had made during that period. Last weekend, Bennett profiled 16 men from Mountain Home who served in World War II. The stories appeared in the Idaho Statesman. Bennett told our Samantha Wright he started his profiles of hometown heroes actually sprung out of research for a different story.
Well, I wrote a couple articles for a magazine called Idaho Magazine, and the last one I wrote was about a woman from Mountain Home who was Idaho's first commercial pilot back before World War II. And in the process of putting that article together, I discovered that there were other people. I didn't know that she had done this. It was really shocking to me that I'd known her pretty much all my life and didn't know that she had done this before World War II. And in the process of interviewing her, preparing for the article, discovered that there were a lot of other people right there in my own neighborhood when I was a kid that had extraordinary experiences during the war. So when I put that article together, I tried to kind of blend that into the article, and I realized it was too much. So I thought it might be kind of cool to do that separately and try to make it something that would be meaningful on or near Veterans Day. So that's why I did it.
Now, you lived in Mountain Home. You grew up there in the 50s and the 60s, if I have that right. Were you aware of all the World War II connections that were in your small town when you were growing up?
Most of these people that I write about in this article, almost all of them, were neighbors and friends and people I knew very well, but almost to the person, I had no idea that they had done what they had done during the war.
So give me a profile of one of these hometown heroes. Give me a little thumbnail sketch of one of these folks that you've profiled.
My dad was a rancher, and we lived in town, in the town of Mountain Home, and across the alley from us was my dad's best friend and his wife and daughter. You know, we were together like families are together all the time. And his name is Worth Lee, and I didn't know about what he had done until after he died. So afterwards, my dad told me some of the things that Worth had done during the war. For some reason, that information my dad related to me about Worth stuck. So when I was putting the article together, I thought, well, I'll try to contact his family and see if they know any more. So I did. I contacted his daughter, who lives in Tennessee, and she has his Purple Heart, and she told me a little bit more about what he did during the war. And then I talked to his wife, so I started putting it all together. He'd been in North Africa with Patton, helped defeat Rommel in North Africa, went to Sicily with Patton, and took Salerno and Sicily, fought the Germans north through Italy, went on into France and then into Germany. His unit, the 42nd Infantry Division, took Munich. And then after they took Munich, he and his unit were charged with the responsibility of liberating the Nazi concentration camps at Dachau. So that really stuck with me, probably more so because I knew him so well as a kid. So that resonated with me.
And all of the men that you write about, they've passed on. And so how did you gather up their stories? How did you find out about them?
I would contact a family member, and each person that I talked to, I would ask, is there anyone else? And of course, these names just kept popping up and popping up. But mostly I was got the information from family members and got information about whatever regiment or battalion or unit they belonged to, and then dug a little deeper in the internet about what that particular group had done during the war.
Why is it important for you to gather their stories and remember these men, especially on Veterans Day?
Well, if somebody doesn't do it, it's going to be lost forever. Their family members are baby boomers, and they're in their 60s and 70s now. So sometimes this information really gets lost after the second generation passes on. So I'm in that second generation, a baby boomer. And so it's important that somebody recognizes what these people did, or probably it never would have gotten done.
Freelance writer Richard Bennett speaking with our Samantha Wright. Since his veterans' profiles were published in the Idaho Statesman last weekend, his Facebook page started lighting up. He's heard from about another half dozen people in Mountain Home who served in World War II.